Brian Alley Show. In moments, Postmaster Johnny will be in the studio for a little round of Johnny Doesn't Know Cooking, because apparently he's a big fan of cooking these days. Brought his own spaghetti in that he made last night and was trying to get people to try it. It did not look good. He understands that he's learning as he goes, but this guy's never cooked for himself, and now he's really getting into it. So we'll find out if he's learned anything these past week or so, past few weeks of cooking.
He also said that you know you're a good cook when you can make lasagna. Can make lasagna, you are a Michelin star chef.
Right. That's true, dude.
In his world, that is his goal. But before we do that, Johnny's got an exciting update now. We've been monitoring what's been happening on the YouTube. If we cross 100,000 subs by the end of the show today, Ali will officially drop her panty haul video, Granny Panty Haul. We started the day. We had 500 followers or 500 more subscribers we needed. Where are we at now? How many more do we need, Johnny?
Okay, so it looks like we have 121 subscribers left to go.
121 left. We are making moves. And at this rate, I think by the end of this hour, perhaps, Ali could be releasing her Granny Panty Haul video. And even Omar will be cured from his addiction to panty haul videos. So I can't wait. If you're not already following, subscribing, K-Rock, almost crossing that 100,000 threshold. That's exactly what YouTube would want for their 20th birthday.
Am I posting this panty haul video on K-Rock's YouTube page?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be a random panty haul video amidst, like, Linkin Park stopping by.
This is the first of many.
Yeah, it's random now because it's the first one. Yeah. But by the time you do 20 of these, Ali, it won't be so
random. It won't be weird. You're right.
Yeah. You'll do a holiday-themed panty haul video. You'll do one
all granny
Memorial
still.
Day is coming up.
Right, yeah. All random holidays. Cinco de Mayo panty haul video. It's going to be great. Don't worry.
Cinco de Mayo.
We found your niche. We got it.
Finally.
Right. Let's get into it. Bring the postmaster in here. We're going to get into some Johnny Doesn't Know. Up for grabs, tickets for you to go to Pizza City Fest this weekend, LA Live. You'll be eating unlimited pizza, desserts, and drinks. It's going to be a great time had by all. And this is what we call Johnny Doesn't Know. Hit it.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
Is this real?
Oh, Johnny Doesn't Know.
You can't use, like...
Johnny Doesn't Know. Johnny Doesn't Know.
Your groin? Like, you say groin?
Johnny Doesn't Know.
Like, if I do, like, a thrust shot right to the genitals, like, off the backboard.
So Johnny's brought in with him a Tupperware, and what is this you prepared yourself last night?
This is some pasta with
You've been doing
meat
a lot
sauce.
Of pasta. That's all you're doing? Oh, that looks terrible.
This isn't bad.
That's like 4 days old now.
No, it's not. It's like only 2 days, and it's fresh.
And you like cooking. You like the concept of cooking.
Yeah, I mean, I like. It's just basically ingredients, and you just like throw them together, and it's just like... Make something with it, you know?
Right, beautifully said.
Like something
in case
out.
Anyone listening doesn't know what cooking is, Johnny just explained it.
We have the new Julia Child.
You take, it's a child.
He also said 2 days was fresh.
Yeah.
It's, 2 days is kind of fresh.
Kind of fresh. All right, let's get to the questions now. These are all questions about cooking or the kitchen.
Cool. I don't even think there's sauce on that.
No, I messed it up. I didn't put no sauce. I didn't put no seasoning.
I thought you came in here a moment ago and you said I made pasta with sauce, but there is no sauce.
I did, but I guess you need more than one jar for the amount. I put too much pasta and not enough sauce. Ratios are off.
You're not good at ratios.
Ratios are critical.
Let's go to Diana, first one out of the gate. You don't need to know the answer. You just need to know, will Johnny know the answer? Johnny doesn't know cooking. Up for grabs. Everyone who gets theirs right, Ali, I'll write your name down. One of you will be picked at random, and you'll be joining us on Sunday, the day I'm hosting, actually, at Pizza City Fest in downtown L.A. Here we go. Diana, you ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. Will Johnny know, what is the knife called that is used for cutting bread? There's
no.
a name for the knife that is used to cut bread. Will Johnny know that, yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Bread is one of his favorite food groups. He does eat it regularly. He's not a gluten-free weirdo, but I don't think will know the name for the bread knife.
No, I don't think he knows that there... Do you know that there are different types of knives?
There's like big ones and then the small ones.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Great. I think you've made a wise decision, Diana, saying no. But Johnny, it's your time. Maybe this is some information he picked up. What knife is used for cutting bread?
The butter knife.
What? That would be so difficult. That's literally the opposite of the answer.
But it's the safest one, though, because it's not the sharpest.
Right.
It's pretty dull. And bread's not that tough to cut into, first of all, because it's nice and soft and fluffy.
But do you think that the same knife is used to cut the bread and to spread the butter on?
Because it's the butter knife. You put butter on a bread, so it's safe to say that like you could swipe it and use it for bread, too. It's what it's intended for.
Mm.
Butter knife.
Okay. You said he would not know. Diana, congratulations. You're a step closer to Pizza City Fest. Have you ever heard the term serrated?
A serrated? A serrated knife?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Where do they sell that at?
Everywhere.
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 It comes in every knife set.
It's
who uses that?
Anyone who's cutting bread.
Are you talking about the knives in the big brown thingy that you stick all the knives into?
Yeah, the knife block.
The knife block?
Yeah.
That's included in that
package. That could have been another question.
Jeez, I should have just said what's
serrated knife has like little points on it so that it's easy to cut through the bread.
All right, doesn't matter. We can't explain this all to him. Now, Diana, hold on 1 second. Thank you for that. I thought that was too easy, actually. I almost didn't ask that question. All right, off to a great start. Johnny wants to know cooking, but he doesn't know a lot about cooking. I'm going to go even easier for this next question. Let's add a Tony in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Johnny doesn't know. We're talking about kitchen and cooking, and here we go. Question two. In the oven, Johnny, if you put something in the oven, you can either bake that thing or you can turn the knob to this other cooking setting. What is it? Will Johnny know that?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I'm a chef, absolutely not.
You're a chef and you know this. Johnny, bake is one option. You put it in the oven, but you could also put it on this setting. What is the other setting? He says you will not know.
The roast setting. Because you can make pot roast in the oven. Ooh. And you could roast the oven. Like, hey.
You could roast the whole oven.
Like when your uncle tells you, like, hey, like, go roast the preheat.
Common essential roast.
Wait,
the
can
oven?
You say preheat too?
It's time for the roast of the oven.
Oven.
Hey, you big fat
already.
Oven. All right. Johnny, bake is one. There's really two on a knob, I'm saying.
Preheat.
Two more.
Oh, he's saying there's two more.
Preheat. That's your guess is preheat? You can bake or preheat?
Isn't that a suggestion like, hey, go preheat the oven?
Yeah, it's a suggestion, but that you wouldn't cook something on the preheat method. That's do you even understand
why? Have you ever cooked something on the preheat?
I don't use ovens.
I don't, first of all. All right, I'm going to say you didn't.
Can you imagine me in an oven? That house would blow up in like...
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, we picture it every day. Please, someone put this man in an oven. End our misery. Johnny, bake or... It starts with a B. Bake or...
Broil.
There we go.
Nice job, Johnny.
Don't worry, Tony. He didn't get it.
Boil.
Put Tony's name
not
down
not boiled.
Well.
Wait. Boil?
Say it again.
Boil.
No.
Boil?
Nope.
When you boil eggs on the stove.
That's not the oven.
Wait,
the
what's oven. The... You just said I got it right, though.
Broil.
Broil? Like frame boiler?
Yes. We go to Maria now in East Los Angeles. Johnny doesn't know. We're talking about cooking. Johnny's a cook now. He's a chef now. He wants to be, at least. Let's go with this. Johnny's been making a lot of pasta. Do you think Johnny will be able to name three types of pasta, Maria? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, Johnny. You've been doing a lot of pasta cooking. Do you even know the type of pasta you brought in the studio right now? There's a name for that type of pasta. Do you know what that is?
Oh, my God, you just spilled the entire thing on the floor, right. You idiot.
It's all over the place.
It ain't fresh anymore.
Johnny's got floor pasta. Jake will still eat it, though, I bet. That's pasta everywhere. Check out the YouTube if you don't believe us. That is a giant mess that has just happened in the K-Rock studio.
I have to stand now.
Johnny, you have to make bad pasta again.
Johnny, what are three types of pasta?
Rigatoni.
Including floor pasta.
Floor pasta is one of them.
No, that is not acceptable. Yeah, rigatoni, I will accept.
Rigatoni.
Yes.
The box at Trader Joe's said bow tie and penne. Penne. Because my friend's Italian, and he showed me. He's like, hey, Italian? Allie, you're Italian?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Penne, bow tie, and rigatoni.
And is bow tie the traditional Italian pronunciation?
Now we're getting into specifics. I don't know that.
Hey, Maria, I'm going to give Johnny the credit on that one and say I'm blown away. I'm also surprised he didn't say spaghetti or macaroni, which I think would have been
spaghetti
his
and
two favorite ones. He got that one right. So there you go. One final
good
question.
Good job, Johnny.
Now.
Oh, thank you.
As
thank
he's
you.
Standing in a pile of his own mess.
Yeah, what do I do with this?
Say hi to Jared in Garden Grove, and then we will go ahead and pick a winner.
Is that the final question? What does he do with the pasta now?
I've never seen a vacuum in K-Rock at all. What am I?
Yeah,
am I to
you're gonna
this?
Have to eat it off the floor to help us get to 100,000 followers on YouTube.
Eat it all, yummy, yummy.
Eat it all, yummy, yummy. Johnny, here's your final question.
Okay.
If you leave meat or soak meat or fish in a liquid, usually seasoned, what is that called? Jared, will Johnny know this?
Johnny does not understand what you just asked.
What the hell?
Sweet divots,
guys. Sweet divots. You leave meat or fish soaking in some sort of a seasoned liquid before cooking it. What is it called? Johnny is stumped. He's now stepping away from his pile of floor pasta to scratch his chin. Jared says he will not know this at all. Johnny, what is it called if you do? Jared, you know this, Aunt. Don't say it. You know this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, everyone knows. I just want to make sure these questions are simple as I think they are. Johnny, well, he's stepping into the microphone now with an answer.
Well, it's more of a question, but how do you go we're going from pasta to fish and stuff. That's what I'm a little stumped on. Is it...
You're stumped on the transition to that question?
Yes!
These are four completely random questions about cooking. It's Johnny Doesn't Know
Cooking.
We don't
have to segue from one question to the other.
Yeah, speaking of oven, let's move over to fish now. What do you want me to say? We're just moving over. We're just moving to a different question.
Dude.
Meat or fish, Johnny?
Meat or fish.
And you let it sit in the pot?
You let it sit in a...
Liquid, a seasoned liquid before you cook it. It's called what?
Sometimes for hours.
Sometimes for overnight.
Like crockpots? Okay. Not crockpots.
No.
Bast? When you let it bast?
Excuse me, what?
When you let it bast?
When you let it
bast.
All right, Jared.
Is it bast?
Further away.
Bast.
Jared, hold on. Jared got his right. He said he wouldn't know. All right, Allie. Before we give Johnny the answer, it starts with an M, Johnny. Does that help you at all?
Oh, wow. I was way off.
Yeah, you were.
Marinate!
Johnny, eventually.
Yes.
I was going to tell him to marinate in that question for a little bit, but I don't know. All right, Tony got his right. Jared got his right. Diana got hers right. Who is going to go to Pizza City Fest? Allie's picking it randomly, and it is...
Tony.
Tony from Costa Mesa. Congratulations. Tony, you will be able to eat all that delicious food.
And we'll throw in some of this pasta, too.
And we'll give you some of Johnny's floor pasta. There's a special pop-up that'll be happening this weekend, Pizza City Fest. If you don't already have your tickets, get them so we can all hang out together. More show next. Oh, we are over 100K?
Almost.
9.9.
Oh, wow.